Unit 99 to KMA 907. Unit 99, Sergeant Meredith, 909, in service, on the air. This is Sergeant Dan Meredith of Unit 99 at Headquarters, Police Department, City of Sacramento, California. My detail is to ride in Unit 99, our tape recorder-equipped radio car, and to respond whenever the dispatcher transmits a signal to one of our other units on duty somewhere in the city. At the scene, we make the recording for this program. Now, to tell you more about Unit 99, here is our chief, James V. Hicks, Sacramento Police.
The job of a police officer is your protection. The cases you hear on this radio program are real cases. The police are real. The victims and the criminals are real. We are glad to provide Unit 99 and Sergeant Meredith so that you will hear how the police of a great city work night and day for your protection. Make no mistake about it. There are no actors on these tapes. They are real from beginning to end. Now to Unit 99 and Sergeant Dan Meredith on duty.
Unit 9. Unit 9. 940 detectives at the south corner of the Fruit Ridge Shopping Center in the rear. A possible 460 in progress. Come in with lights out. Unit 4. Cover in for code 2. Unit 5. What is your location? KMA 907.
Detectives are requesting a unit to approach with lights out.
26834.
Unit 4 is responding to the call. Unit 9 was also contacted. Let's go out in that area.
Unit 5, we're 20th and Broadway. You still want us standing by?
Unit 5, you go out there too on that the rear of the Fruit Ridge Shopping Center. Stop him.
Check.
We're just arriving. The officers are all around it. Let's get out. All sides are pretty well covered. Hello, McManus. The detectives are around back. One of the detectives is on the roof. It's believed to be a burglary in progress here. It's pretty cold. We have about a 40-mile-an-hour wind out here. In case you hear that noise, that is the wind blowing against the microphone. We'll stand by until we can get into the inside. Hello, sir.
We come down to here and we hear this heavy beating in here. It's like sounds like somebody working on a safe. Now we've got the whole place around it, trying to get in. Looks like more like the hideaway.
You haven't seen any force entry yet, have you?
Yeah.
Okay, they're trying to get you that information as to the owner.
Yeah, we called in for the owner to come out here and let us in the place.
We'll stand by.
Here's where they're beating. It's coming out of there.
Oh, is it still going on?
Yeah, you'll be right in a minute.
Let's get over by there. You mean over by this gate?
Oh, upstairs. That sounds just like somebody using a sledgehammer, and it sounds like somebody was just working on the dial of the safe itself, punching it.
Punching it. What'd you say, Mac?
Get in there.
You think they're still in there? Everything's surrounded here.
The only way we're going to get in.
You're the only one up there, Mac?
No, there's a uniform officer here.
Okay. Let's go around the front. Well, Mac Alexander, one of the detectives on the roof, has found the hole
which was punched through the roof. He believes that the culprits are still on the inside. We have all four sides of the building surrounded. Also, the roof is pretty well covered now. It's quite a large store here, department store. I believe there are two detectives and two officers covering the roof. We have about 10 officers on the outside. Ropes?
Yes.
Do you know whether or not the owner is on the way?
Well, they tried to notify the owner, but apparently they couldn't contact him. So they're going to have to go into the building the same way that the burglars are in there.
Where are they? Got the door locked up on top so he can't get in, or what?
No, they got the whole attic up there.
Yeah.
You've got to get in some way.
Yeah,
they came down through the roof.
Yeah.
You need a rope. You need a rope to get in from the attic down.
How are they figuring on getting out of there?
Probably going out through that shipping door over on the other end there.
It's all covered over there.
Yeah, oh yeah.
We have a... Can't seem to contact the owner. And we have to get us... And we believe, I can see from outside here, the office is on the mezzanine section of the building. No doubt where the safe is. I see a flashlight inside, probably from our boys. I see somebody now coming through the mezzanine there. It looks like an officer. Yes, it is an officer. With the rope that we have, we'll be able to drop down inside. And after getting inside, we'll have the doors open, or one of them. Well, we're going to try. I think we can open it from the inside.
Yeah, he's having a little difficulty there. It's too much of a drop.
And he's still lodged on the edge of that overhang. The officer is still trying to get down. They still haven't to receive the rope from above. I don't think he can make it. That's too much of a drop there. Unless he gets help from someone else in there. He's going to try it. He's lowering himself. If he can get down to that partition there that he can stand on, there's a space of about 10 feet or 8 to 10 feet. He's hanging now. He's pretty close to the edge of that partition. He's on. He's in. He's in. It's tall Jim Marty, one of our patrol officers, just received his shotgun. He's assisting another officer, his partner, down in. Both of them are inside now. Let's see if we can get their attention, open this door. Down here. Here's the manager. Yeah. We have two officers in there now. Just got down in. See, they're on the floor now. Is this the your office up there on the mezzanine?
Yeah.
And is your safe back in that alley? You want to stand by outside? Okay, check everything now. We're inside.
All right. Yeah, it's open on the other side, on the south side.
On the south side, you can get in. Those are the officers on the outside talking through the door. Check behind everything. Let's go through here. Okay, let's go up by the office. Huh? Huh? I don't know yet, Wendell. We're going up now and check it. Oh, they have somebody in the office. Two of them. Yeah, they got him. You got... Where were they hiding? Right in that back room? Put the cuffs on these fellas. You got any tools around?
They're in the room now.
All right. Now, where are you from?
San Bernardino.
San Bernardino?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of record do you have?
None.
None?
How many times you fall, anyway? Huh? How many times you fell? You know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't.
You ever been to San Quentin, Folsom, or anything? Never fell in your life, huh?
Huh?
No.
Walk, 32 or 2? No record, nothing.
What kind of a car did you use tonight?
Didn't have any. We hooked rides.
You hooked a ride with all these tools? Let's go in and check the safe. This is the other one. What kind of record do you have?
Not too good.
Not too good. Well, what kind of record is that?
Robbery.
Robbery? And what else?
That's
it, huh? How many times?
I fell once.
We came down on
I fell twice.
One was juvenile.
Well, how old are you now?
I'm 23.
23.
Got him back from here.
All this money here, Camper, did you find this on these fellows?
Lopes and I searched this fellow here, and this is what he had in his pockets.
Uh-huh.
How many?
Just the two of you fellows?
Well, we got to get another shake
out. Right, let's check the safe in here, see what damage they might have done. See, here's a crowbar, rope, brace and bit, small sledgehammer. They have everything. Or they've got part of the safe, which is mounted in a concrete square, half chiseled and broken away. This was probably, and no doubt, where all the noise came from that was heard outside. Gloves, flashlights, cars. Mac Alexander, you and your partner, Zine, heard this as you were going by. Was that it?
Making a routine patrol behind these buildings. We heard this pounding noise. We shut off the motor, stopped, listened. It kept up, so we called for more squad cars, more assistance. We had to come in through the same hole they put in the roof, drop down on a rope to get back here to where they were.
Here we have about a three-quarter rope, brand new. With it is a knapsack and some clothing, old clothing.
This is apparently what they carry their tools in. It's
a knapsack.
So. Old GI bag. Yeah, here's a drill still in it. That appears to be the drill they used on the roof coming through. Here's some more chisels.
Yeah.
And a wrench.
Yeah, I guess they were figuring on being here for quite some time. Tonight being Saturday, the place would be closed on a Sunday all day tomorrow, too.
Well, they certainly have the tools. We just came through.
Yeah. You come through this door, Lopes?
Yes.
Where were they hiding, or where were they?
One of them was standing just right about here, just at the edge of the door, and the other one was behind the door. When I kicked the door, I knocked them both off balance, I guess.
Good. Did they threaten you in any manner?
No, they put their hands in the air immediately.
Good. Well, they knew that this place was surrounded.
Apparently, they had that impression because of all the voices and so forth.
Yeah. Did you find anything else on their person?
Just that money and rolled coins that this party here had on his person when we...
Where did you get this money that was found on you? Out of the cash register drawer?
Yeah.
And how about these other drawers around here, the cash registers? I see one drawer is in there where you were working. Where'd you get that?
The same one.
The same one?
Yeah.
Well, how long have you been working on this safe tonight?
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock. You've been in there for about 2 hours and say 2 hours and a half, 2 hours and 45 minutes. Is that right?
That's right.
Have you ever tried a safe before?
No.
Why is it that you tried one tonight?
Broke.
You're broke. Did you plan this with your partner? Did you plan this pretty well in advance with your partner here?
No, I just met him. I don't know.
When did you meet him?
Saturday.
How long ago?
When I met him on the road coming up here on the highway.
From where?
Huh?
From where?
I've been traveling all over.
Well, where did you pick him up, or where did he pick
you up? I just met him on the highway, walking along.
Walking?
Yeah.
Where did you get all these tools tonight?
Huh? I had them.
You had them? Those are brand new tools.
6 months.
Those are brand new. They haven't been used.
Yes, they have, too.
Where'd you get them?
There's a phone in the office. Yeah.
I bought them at Surplus.
Hey, Joe, you want to take this? You want to take him in? And Capper, you going to take him in?
Right.
Okay.
An efficient police department must have a high degree of mobility. You noted, I am sure, that in this case, patrol units converged on the scene within a few minutes of the first alarm, and at least 10 officers were in and around the building. Further questioning of the suspects revealed a third participant outside the building in a car. Although he fled when the officers arrived, he was arrested in Fresno. The three admitted this and several other burglaries and were sentenced to the state penitentiary.
Unit 99.
99, go ahead.
924, second floor.
924, second floor.
Okay, 99, came in on 7.
I've been expecting that call. We're going to question a burglary suspect. This is the fellow who staggered into the sheriff's office with a bullet in his chest, claiming he was shot in Southside Park. Later, he admitted a friend shot him while they were examining a gun. Now he's implicated in the burglary. Rogers and Mac Alexander are going to see what they can get out of him.
Dan, you know this man that shot himself or said another fellow shot him? We've got some more additional information on this boy, and we're going over to talk to him now. You want to come along?
You and Rogers going.
Right.
Fine, yeah.
Hello there. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
How's that bullet? They ever taken it out yet?
No.
Is it bothering in you?
No.
Well, we've got a little information here in which we understand that you're involved in a burglary here in town, at least one that we know of. I don't know if you want to tell us about it.
I don't know nothing about it myself. That's why I have the cops told me that I was involved in one, but I don't know nothing about no burglary.
Well, we have your partner in. He admits it, and he names you as his accomplice.
Well, I can't help what my partner say. I don't know what he's talking about myself.
Everything else he has told us has checked out to be the truth.
Well, I wouldn't know why he would have implicated me.
He's never been mad at you, has he, or want to cause you any trouble?
I wouldn't know that.
Where'd you get those guns?
As I told a cop of the day that we posted out, we bought them right there.
Where'd you buy them?
My guy.
What guy?
I don't know him.
Whereabouts did you buy him from?
Down on Fourth.
Fourth where?
Fourth between L and Capitol.
Was he a white man or a colored man?
He was a colored man, about 36, I guess.
What was his weight?
I guess he weighed about 180, something like that.
How tall was he?
About your size.
What was he wearing?
I wouldn't pay no attention to what he was wearing.
How much did you give him for the guns?
I gave him $35 for both.
Who was with you at the time that you bought them?
Me and my partner supposed to be.
You didn't buy the guns, did you?
Yeah, I bought them.
Your partner, he implicates you as the one in on the burglary as well as the guns.
I can't say what I can't help what my partner's saying.
Well, why should he get you and finger you on this job? He could have kept his mouth shut, too.
I can't help what my partner's saying.
He was with you at the time of the shooting.
So was last month he was with me at the time of the shooting.
But what do you want these guns for in the first place? You're not supposed to possess a gun.
As like guns.
How come your partner said that you say you gave $35 for the guns and your partner says he gave $7 for the gun?
I can't help what my partner said. He was there at the time, but he wasn't in his right mind.
What do you mean, not in his right mind?
Well, we had been drinking a little bit.
Well, even if you did buy the guns, as you say, that small price that you gave for them, doesn't that indicate to you that they were probably hot, stolen guns?
No.
They in new condition like that?
No.
It doesn't?
Have you been working?
Yes, I work. Once in a while.
Where?
I was working down at car lot.
Car lot doing what?
Washing cars.
What kind of a salary did you get down there?
Dollar an hour.
And you could afford to go out and buy two guns for $35?
Why not? Money's made to spend, isn't it?
Why did you buy these guns?
By somebody I wanted to give one of them to.
Well, how about the other one?
I was going to keep one of them.
Why?
As I said before, I like guns.
That's not a very good reason. You know that yourself.
That's the best reason I think of at the time. People just buy what they like, isn't it?
Well, that's rather hard for us to believe. You know, you lied to us at first about being shot in the park. Then you changed your story to getting shooting yourself. Then you changed it again to getting accidentally shot when you and your friend were playing with those guns. Now, as I said before, what he has told us about this burglary has checked out. And he names you as his partner. Now, who do you think we're going to believe?
You don't believe him properly.
I think we will.
We have no alternative.
What's he charged with now?
Violation of parole and burglary.
This man, although he had been implicated in a burglary by his associate, steadfastly denied the crime. He did, however, admit possession of a gun, which, as an ex-convict, placed him in violation of the law, as well as in violation of his parole. The case is still pending. I sincerely hope that you have enjoyed your ride with Unit 99 tonight, and that you will join us for another tour of duty.
This is Unit 99 in Sacramento, California. These on-the-scene tape recordings were provided by the Sacramento Police Department and were made on duty by Sergeant Dan Meredith in Unit 99. Your host is Chief James V. Hicks of the Sacramento Police Department. Be with us when once again you will hear...
Sacramento Police. Unit 99, are you in the clear?
Unit 99 to KMA 907. Unit 99, Sergeant Meredith, 909, in service, on the air.
Unit 99. With Sergeant Dan Meredith in service on the air. We'll be heard again next week at this same time and over this same station. Join us then for another interesting on-the-spot report of actual happenings as they were tape recorded by members of the Sacramento Police Department. The events described are real. The voices of the people heard are the actual voices of those involved in the police investigation. Police officers, detectives, victims, suspects. These are not actors. These are the actual people involved. Unit 99 is a presentation of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.
Hope that you've enjoyed this recording, and for more happy listening, please visit otrcat.com.